In the South, the legacy of the Confederacy remains for many a topic of bitter debate. Just 2 days ago, protesters turned out in South Carolina to demand that the Confederate flag not be flown on statehouse grounds. Now, another state legislature is being drawn into a Donnybrook over the Civil War, but this story is not unfolding in the South. It's happening in Washington State, a place that didn't even enter the Union until decades after the war ended. Even so, Tom Bonsi reports that emotions are running high over the nearly forgotten name of one highway.
Over 90 years ago, the United Daughters of the Confederacy began a campaign to name a transcontinental network of highways after Jefferson Davis, the first and only president of the Confederacy. Today, the Jefferson Davis Highway starts on the banks of the Potomac, loops through the South, then crosses to San Diego, and finally goes all the way up the West Coast. It was there, in northern Washington, that state legislator Hans Dungey happened to notice an obscure highway marker on his way home from a kayaking trip. The honor to the Southern leader set Dungey's blood boiling.
The Jefferson Davis Memorial is an attempt to glorify Jefferson Davis, who led the Confederacy in a war to perpetuate slavery and that killed 500,000 Americans, more than all other wars combined.
Representative Dungey proposes to remove the stone marker and rename Old Highway 99 in honor of William Stewart, a black Civil War veteran who enlisted with the North and then later moved to Western Washington. Dungey invited Stewart descendants to watch the legislature vote on the new highway name. The little-known soldier's progeny still live in the area, including great-granddaughter Marilyn Quincy.
I love Washington so much, and I've always felt it's a very, very open state, so to think that anything on it as major as a highway was named after somebody in the Confederacy was kind of puzzling.
But supporters of the name change had little idea of the uproar they'd unleash. They're getting a lesson in the power of symbols and history, like James Morgan's history. The Renton, Washington lecturer belongs to the Sons of Confederate Veterans.
What I do not like is the implication that I must be ashamed of what my Confederate forebears have done. I'm not ashamed of them.
The Daughters of the Confederacy have also rallied to Jefferson Davis's defense. They have a chapter in Washington State, to which Marjorie Reeves of Seattle belongs. Reeves testified that Davis sought to extend wagon roads and railroads to the Pacific Northwest, beginning with his service in the cabinet of President Franklin Pierce.
As a United States Senator, Mr. Davis continued to secure funds for the developments of the roads and railroads in this part of the country. The Jefferson Davis Memorial Highway was to honor all of Mr. Davis' achievements.
State patrol troopers have been stationed at the Capitol during the tents, committee, and floor debates. Extra police patrols have also been assigned to watch the family of the lawmaker behind the highway renaming. He's received threatening phone calls and hundreds of emails from what appear to be angry Southerners. A noted historian says he's surprised that Civil War controversy has invaded the far West. Virginia Tech professor William Davis counsels lawmakers to be careful not to sanitize history.
It's never entirely fair to be judging people of the past based on today's mores. Otherwise, we invite ourselves to be judged by posterity in the same way. I think it's rather short-sighted to attempt somehow to expunge these people, not just the Confederates, but anybody from our past.
The professor wonders where you stop once starting down this path, and lawmaker Dungey has in fact been asked about renaming Washington State while he's at it. After all, George Washington owned slaves on his colonial plantation. The state representative replies that George Washington is remembered for uniting the nation, while Jefferson Davis is recalled as a divider. Dungey says the Davis highway markers belong in a museum. The highway renaming measure currently awaits a vote in the Washington State Senate. For NPR News, I'm Tom Bonsi in Olympia, Washington.